Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Lovely to see you all tonight. I'm Andrea Bayer, curator in the Department of European Paintings and the principal organizer of the exhibition Art and Love in Renaissance Italy. A few words of thanks before I introduce our speaker. This evening's lecture is made possible by the Francesca Rani Primas Foundation with additional support from the Italian Cultural Institute of New York, both old friends of ours. We're very grateful to the Galen Parker Gilbert Fund and the Samuel H. Kress Foundation who have made the exhibition possible with additional support provided by the Horace W. Goldsmith Foundation. The Metropolitan Museum of Art organized this exhibition in collaboration with the Kimball Art Museum, Fort Worth. Art and Love in Renaissance Italy investigates the great variety of works of art that commemorated and celebrated the most significant ritual moments in people's private lives. Their betrothals, nozze, their marriages, sposalizio, and the birth of children, as well as other kinds of less official love. Any of you who have been through the exhibition have seen that. These were secular in subject matter and conceived of for a domestic setting. We wanted to look at these works, ranging from ceramics, jewelry, glassware, cassone, great marriage chests, through delicate drawings and sublime paintings, with the aim of discovering what we could about their original functions, their original patrons, in short, their meanings for their first owners. To do this, it was necessary to delve into the history of domestic life throughout Italy in the 15th and 16th centuries. Our task was made more fruitful and satisfying, albeit much more time-consuming, by the extraordinary work that has been done in the field in the last 40 years or so, as inspired by shifts of emphasis in the historical disciplines, scholars have set out to move past the study of kings and wars onto the daily life of ordinary and extraordinary people in the cities and countryside of the Italian peninsula. Diving into ecclesiastical and civic archives, reading ricordanza or day books, letters, and other source materials, these historians have put at our disposal a picture of daily life that could not have been imagined a generation or two ago. That was why I felt it was extremely important that the historian's point of view be represented in the lectures, in the various lectures organized in tandem with the exhibition,